when you say, is there low banal, I would say, well...
Yes or no?
I would say it's not apparent.
But
it may be, but I'm not denying this low banal, but it's certainly not apparent.
The benefit of studying Dhamma carefully indicates that even the visible object, which is the object of the citta, hasn't fallen away yet. The javana and lopa.
Right. So we know in theory that there is lopa now. Mm-hmm.
But we can see how much lopa arises in a day, because there are lots of processes of seeing.
Is it possible to know it more directly, the lopa that's appearing?
When it's the truth, should we know it?
We should know it.
Mm-hmm.
But
to understand it.
To
because lots of them hinder the growth of panya.
Lots of lopa.
But it seems to me that there's an awful lot of, how can I say, conceptualization needed just to see this is a visible object and to know that they're seeing. To arrive at that understanding requires an awful lot of thought, a lot of juggling around. When I look at that, it's not something that naturally happens, it's something I have to work on.
You mean to see it as only visible object? You have to go through a lot of mind tripping to
exactly.
get there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of thought.
But which I? Which I? What moment? Is I?
Well, none of it, but there's a thought process that gets in the way.
Or akusala, when it's not right understanding.
Right, yeah.
But I think his point is that we're so used to thinking in terms of seeing a cup that to even begin to consider that all that's seen is visible object takes a lot of reflection, a lot of considering, because it's against the way of our usual kind of reflection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily akusala. It may be some wise reflection for
mm-hmm.
the first time.
Before it can be the actual moment of right, direct awareness.
There has to be the considering.
Because we know it's not so simple as to just look and you see.
Exactly.
And by this we can understand how long the savaka has to accumulate panya from life to life, eon and eons, to understand reality as simple as now, as natural as now.
The other day there was some talk about people's anger or attachment, and earlier, Venerable Panya Bahula was referring to some difficulties in his accumulations. Is the problem the fact that we're so used to thinking in terms of my accumulations or my anger or my bipolar or something like this?
Not only him.
Everyone, yes. But is the problem the fact that we're so used to taking it for
mm-hmm.
being my accumulations
mm-hmm.
or my
no
problems?
Exception.
But in order to keep going, we have to be like this as well.
But they can be known also, what's going on. It's not that we try not to experience those, but they can be known.
They can be changed, yeah.
I don't expect much change, but gradually we recognize those moments.
Usually one thinks about doing something, but not understanding reality which is now appearing.
Right.
So we jump or skip the understanding of reality right now, all the time.
So we really, really have to see the value of understanding.
Mm-hmm. Especially what is now appearing. We don't have to worry about what will come next, because it has to be like that, by conditions. Can we know what time we wake up tomorrow?
No, we'll just answer that question.
Depends whether we set the alarm or not.
Even so. And that's the way to understand anattaness. Everything shows the characteristic of anattaness. But panya does not understand that. Even right now, seeing, hearing, thinking, everything is conditioned. But panya is so little that that it cannot get it from each reality.
I have a question about citta as leader and the ayatanas. We know that the eye base, ear base, etc. are the base or the foundation for the visible object or the sound that's seen or heard. So the inner ayatana is the base for the external ayatana. Now, citta is the leader. Can we say that, therefore, citta is the foundation or base for the chetasikas, and in this way the inner ayatana, the manayatana, is the base for the chetasikas as dhammayatana, because it is the leader?
In order to understand realities like namas, citta and chetasika, right now, even citta is performing its function. But when there is no understanding, no awareness of its characteristic, how can one understand what is meant by different terms for citta, like manindriya, manayatana, and so forth? But when citta appears, its characteristic is there as the chief or the leader. Because at that moment, when there is the direct understanding of the characteristic of citta through mind, nothing appears, only that which doesn't have shape, no form, no shape, no smell, no taste, nothing else, no world, just in darkness, because citta doesn't have light or shape. There is that which can experience. How great it is. What's the chief of experiencing reality? But when there are so many things appearing, the characteristic of citta as the leader does not appear. Without it, how can there be visible object appearing? But when visible object is now appearing, the chief of that which experience does not appear. But when there is no light, no smell, nothing at all, and when that appears, one can understand its characteristic as manindriya.
The chief faculty.
Mm-hmm. So what we have read can be directly experienced.
So in this sense, because it is the leader, we can say it's the base or the foundation for citta seekers.
Mm-hmm.
What about the subtle rupas that are also included in dhammayatana? In what sense is it a base or foundation because it experiences them?
It can be object that can be directly experienced through mind only.
Just while Sarah's thinking of a follow-up, can I get back to nama and rupa, please? Could you explain a bit more about how dhammas are known as nama and rupa? As you said earlier, we know theoretically this distinction, but it's not a meaningful distinction to us.
But when there is touching, it's not thinking about touching. The actual moment of touching, what appears then?
Hardness.
You don't have to think about it?
No.
Can it know anything? Or it's just hard. You don't have to call it. You don't have to call it rupa.
No.
But since you used to think about word rupa, no need to talk about or to think about it at all when it appears. It's hard already.
Yes, but it seems an artificial kind of distinction to make.
No. When the panya is getting used to the characteristic of any kind of rupa, nobody can change the characteristic of rupa to be different. And that which cannot experience, even we don't call it nama, it's there, different from that which experiences.
So as one's understanding of realities develops, this characteristic begins to appear more.
For example, if I ask you whether the water is sweet like this, and the sweetness of the water appear, you cannot change it. Even you are not told that it is rupa. But since it cannot experience anything, we group all these reality which cannot experience with the term rupa. We can change the word, but we cannot change the characteristic. So it's not that we have to know or to apply it, but when it appears, the characteristics are different. In the Buddha's time, no word, no book, but realities appeared to those who listened to him. And the characteristic of nama is always different from the characteristic of rupa.
So it made sense to the people listening to him.
Mm-hmm. He didn't talk about visible object and seeing, no word like nama and rupa. But the characteristic of that which appears is different from that which experience. And that is the true learning, learning to understand the characteristic of realities. And that is pariyatti, to know all, to learn all about realities. Otherwise, there must be questions like, what is nama, and how to know nama, and what is rupa? But they appear. We don't have to name or call them. But when there is understanding, the understanding is that which understands the difference of the characteristics, not different word.
So, first of all, we have to hear the explanation about the characteristics of nama, right, which is experience, and then rupa, mm-hmm, which doesn't experience. And then reflect it over again and again and again, and then suddenly there is the awareness of it without the words.
I think that when there is the understanding of what is heard, like nama is that which experiences, and rupa is that which cannot experience, it's the moment of remembering when there is moment of understanding reality of the characteristics which are different. And there can be the understanding of different namas from hearing about that which can experience, like sanya. Whenever there is that which remembers or marks, it's there. So it's the understanding of the characteristic, not the name or the word, like now. For example, we used to know that this is a glass. It's sanya which remembers. That which remembers is real and is now remembering this characteristic as a glass, or we don't have to call it anything. And one will get used to the characteristic of sanya little by little. That's the way to understand Dhamma. Not just the word, but everything is real.
So is that the stage of pariyatti?
Mm-hmm. That is the meaning of pariyatti. Not just reading from book, because in the Buddha's time there's no book.
But it means some awareness. It does mean it's...
awareness arises with all sopanacittas, kusala and kusala vipaka, and sopanakriya.
I think I'm a bit unclear on pariyatti. It's just the intellectual understanding of...
What do you mean by intellectual?
Well, it's not a moment of awareness of a characteristic of reality.
When one understands that there must be sati with any wholesome cittas, at moment of understanding, even right now, from hearing, there must be sati, not I who hear or who understand. They are citta and cetasikas arising together.
Can you explain what Sutramaya Panya is?
Yes.
How it relates to pariyatti? Is it the same?
The same.
It's the same?
Yeah. Sutta means hearing, and panya, the knowledge gained from hearing, listening, includes reading and considering. Because while one is reading, there is sanya at moment of reading. Sanya of the meaning of the word, not sanya of other thing. Like at Chetavanarama, see, even it's the line on the paper, it's the sanya of the word.
When you say includes listening and considering, so reflecting on what has been heard is, mm-hmm, again Sutamaya Panya.
Right. And it can be Chintamaya Panya, because it's not just from what one has heard, but there can be better and better understanding, following.
Right, if it's conditioned for developed understanding to arise at that time. Chintamaya Panya.
Chintamaya Panya?
If the reflection is a condition for direct understanding to arise, then it would be Chintamaya Panya.
For example, one has heard the word Dhamma and Nama and Rupa, only that, and understand what Nama is and Rupa is. But right understanding, which is Chintamaya Panya, can grow not just from hardness, but from memory and for all Dhammas, which are Nama and Rupa. from knowing what nama is, there can be the understanding of other namas in daily life.
What about when we read about the four factors leading to enlightenment, association with wise friends, hearing the true Dharma, wisely considering the Dharma and the practice? The first three of these, association with wise friends, hearing the Dharma, wisely considering, could we say those three are all pariyati? Mm-hmm.
And these are pariyati, can there be patipati?
Patipati is for four, mm-hmm. So first three pariyati. And the literal meaning of patipati, towards attainment, towards nirvana, is that right?
The Pali meaning, pati is what?
You often explain that pati, the prefix there means particular.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the immediate moment.
And pati is to reach,
yes,
to approach.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when it's with dhammanu dhamma, one of those refers to nirvana?
It's very broad, yes. Meaning, because you see that with our satipatthana, how can there be the direct understanding of reality as it is? But how can there be satipatthana without listening and understanding?
Wise association.
Yeah, and all other, what one does in daily life can be patipatti for attaining to, when there is no attachment to the result. For example, before understanding Dhamma, one may make a wish for the result of Kusala Dhamma. But the more one understands the teachings, the more one does in daily life is without wanting or wishing for anything like before. And that is patipatti, tammanu dhamma patipatti.
In accordance with the understanding mm-hmm. of dhammas.
Yeah.
And that's only momentary, isn't it?
That mm-hmm, certainly, yeah.
At the moment of yeah. arising.
In order to know that even it's kusala is not self, or it's a kusala is not self, before panya is so strong like that.
And patipada, can we say it's got two meanings, one as the middle path and one as progress, or is it actually the same meaning?
There are two words, the samma patipatha and micchā patipatha. And micchā patipatha includes everything which is not the right path. Even the arūpa jhāna is also micchā patipatha. But anything which will lead to the path is sammā patipatha.
Okay, only one mm-hmm. meaning.
That's disputed a lot, isn't it?
You mean about arūpa jhāna?
Mm, yes, well, any of the jhānas just claims that one must have jhāna to help one along the path.
I have seen the commentary which says that it is micchā patipatthā.
It's from Sutta.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the jariya in Patisampitā Magga?
The three.
Vinyāna jariya, Anyāna jariya, and Jñāna jariya. Only three mentioned, just three, to stress the importance, the behavior of life from birth to death, from life to life.
What was the first one?
The first one is the Vinyāna jariya.
Vinyāna jariya. Can you explain that?
Vinyāna is consciousness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. And jariya means living or conducting according to consciousness. I cannot quite understand it.
Because when there is patisanticitta, there must be Vinyāna jariya. So vinyana jariya are cittas which see, hear, smell, taste, everything which has to arise in one's life. When there is life, when there is patisanti, there must be seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, the result of the previous karma. No one can escape from all these at all in daily life. And these are vinyana jariya. Just vinyana, the ahetuka citta, the vipaka citta. Nobody can escape from the result of the deeds. But after that, what is mentioned is anyana. No panya, not panya, follows the whole day. Usually kusala arises very little. So after all these moments, anjana, no understanding, lobha, dosa, and moha,